Tim Johnson says he plans to slow down and live in South Dakota, where he'll enjoy being a grandfather and spending more time with his adult children. That's the sweet piece of the bittersweet nature of leaving a lifetime of public service. He says the bitter aspect is leaving behind his work with the people of this state. Regardless who wins the four-way race for his seat, Johnson says he hopes the next South Dakota senator will steer clear of partisan squabbles.
I hope that some courtesy will take place and avoid the politics.
Speaking before the group of constituents who come to see him, Johnson says he understands that differences of opinion are inevitable for a politician.
Thank you for your guidance, your insights, and your passion. Even when we've disagreed, and over the course of my 28 years representing our state, I'd be shocked if there wasn't anyone that hasn't disagreed with me.
Johnson cites a list of accomplishments for West River, South Dakota during his tenure. Infrastructure improvements at Ellsworth Air Force Base and Camp Rapid, the Black Hills Business Incubator, the Miniwichoni Water Project, a large addition to the Dahl Arts Center, and the conversion of the Homestake Mine into a world-class scientific research facility. Johnson says he plans to work up to the last day he's in office. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.